A former director of the Bureau of National Investigations, Kofi Bentim Kwanson, says the illicit drug industry thrives mainly on corruption. The problem is made worse by the lack of political will to win the war against the drug menace. Mr. Bentim also suggested that government needs to put in place a strong intelligence machinery to determine what goes on at the ports and harbors across the country. Mr. Bentim said this in a telephone interview on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus, which discussed the narcotics situation in the country.
Cocaine traffickers have forced to the political system and can successfully manipulate key institutions, the press, the police, the military, and judiciary. The drug industry thrives on corruption. So if your society is corrupt, by all means, you are vulnerable to the drug industry. The war on drugs is a continuous matter. You seek to control it and minimize it and make the drug trade unprofitable and risky. To do that, you need what is called the political will. In any situation, before you can fight the war on drugs, you must have the political will. What you need is a strong intelligence machinery. You can't try this accidental arrest police method. You need a well-oiled intelligence machinery in the country in cooperation with other intelligence agencies around the world who are also involved in the drug industry. So you collaborate. So you are able fairly to know which ship is coming, which container number is likely to contain drugs. That intelligence capacity and intelligence international collaboration is a very important thing. If you get intelligence from your counterparts abroad and you mess it up, like we messed up MB Benjamin Bata, they're going to cut you out. So there are many things you can do.
According to the founder of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayu, the foundation of any country depends on its security services. Officers of these services, however, are not well resourced, equipped, and protected to effectively execute their duties. The situation, he noted, exposes them to a lot of danger. Mr. Wayu called for a review of the narcotics law to give it more bite.
The foundation of any civilized nation depends on the security services. You don't joke with security, but we do. Because we lack education. We lack ethics. The average Ghanaian would never understand what this guy is about. Whereas in America, I have to fear this guy. I'm trained to respect, to be leery of him and respect him because I have to respect the law. There are several ways to make money to help these guys. One, in the United States, when they arrest you with drugs, they seize all your properties and they sell it and put the money into the coffers of the DEA so they can have money to fight. From what I know, our narcotic boys are not as wild as the ones in Mexico or United States. But when he's sitting here, he should have a TPR with him. He should have a CT4 with him. He must be able to open fire if he have to. And he must be able immediately to call in for reinforcements if he have to. Our police are not well trained. They're still operating from the colonial bastion.
A principal narcotics control officer, Edmund Landitay, noted that NACOB is faced with some challenges. However, the board is doing all it can to ensure that society is free from drugs.
The drug fight is not only just about money, but it is also about determination to do. And that is why if there is a perception out there that people are not paid well, we can also see that the officers are still arresting. I mean, we have a duty to our nation and to our society. So we need to work. So it is not all about the money, but the will to do it. And I think that we are doing the best that we can under the circumstance to ensure that our society is safe from this menace.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program Focus, which looked at narcotics in Ghana.